Davante Adams has now made it official. After some rumblings last year, some things early this year, and then Antonio Pierce, for whatever reason, somehow liking a post on social media about the possibility of trading Davante Adams. I don't know if that's true. That's the report. I haven't heard the response about that, but it's gotten to the point where it's gotten ugly out in Vegas for Davante Adams. He has now requested a trade. And then the Raiders, in turn, came out and put out a story or responded through the people that all, you know, the social media news breakers, that they would be willing to move him for a second-round pick plus. And, of course, anytime we talk about Davante Adams, we talk about Aaron Rodgers. So for the New York Jets, now the conversation is, one, can they do it? Should they do it? How do you manipulate the cap, the amount of money he has left, all that conversation, and whether or not it's a good idea? And I got to be totally honest with you. Last year, I didn't think it was a good idea. And heading into this season, I didn't think it was a good idea. I have completely changed my mind. I think the Jets need to go out there and make this trade, and I'll tell you why. One specific reason. The reason I didn't want to make the trade is, while I still think Davante Adams is great, I have no doubt that I don't know if he's as good, but I still have faith in Davante Adams' ability. The Jets had a number one wide receiver. The Jets had Wilson. And have Wilson. And I just don't know the dynamic of and how it would upset the apple cart and what kind of, you know, situation that throws in if the old number one, the old reliable, the guy he used to have this great relationship with and this successful relationship with, when the ex-wife comes back, I don't know how you feel about it with the new relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't think they needed it because I thought, you know, they go out and get a Mike Williams, which they did. Gary Wilson's unbelievable. They have Breece Hall at the running back position. Like, they have weapons in the offense where I don't think they need to trade a second-round pick or whatever else. And here's why I'm changing my thought process on that. One, they need to win now, right? We all know that. They're in a win-now mode. And the relationship with Rodgers and Garrett Wilson isn't there yet. It's been very puzzling to me why that dynamic isn't more explosive right out of the gate. And for two guys who can't stop talking up each other, right? And I poo-pooed some of the stuff we saw in camp with them arguing with each other on the sideline. And I talked about how I felt that was probably a good thing. And it's good to have that kind of communication and not be afraid to have this young wide receiver speak his mind to the great Aaron Rodgers. He shouldn't tiptoe around him. He shouldn't walk on eggshells. He should be willing to say, hey, listen, this is how I see it. I don't understand. Tell me, explain to me, because I see it like this, or whatever the case may be. And I put it all under the positivity of Aaron Rodgers building here. And while I still expect that relationship to grow, and while I still expect those two to be on the same page, and I do think that Garrett Wilson is an unbelievable talent and will ultimately be a great player with Aaron Rodgers, I don't have time to wait. I didn't think I'd have to wait. And we've seen four games, and it ain't there right now. And this team needs to win right now. And the money would be a commitment really just for, I believe, this year. And then he's probably going to want to restructure the contract, which might help you if you're the New York Jets to kind of get under the cap and play games with the numbers. You know how the cap is fungible. But whatever you got to do, if it's going to take a second-round pick, that's fine. I was listening a little bit to the afternoon show as I was driving, you know, taking my son to the game, whatever, that there are thoughts that it would be for Garrett Wilson. Like, that makes, I'm not trading away Garrett Wilson. I'm not sending Garrett Wilson to the Raiders in exchange for Davante Adams. That doesn't make any sense. I want both of them here. Think of that wide receiving core. Adams, Wilson, Mike Williams, and Lazard to go along now with what Breece Hall is in the passing game. And then obviously what Allen can be in the running game if they ever give him the ball at the goal line. That's the team I want because I'm trying to win a championship and I have to do it now. And I didn't like it because I wanted Wilson and Rodgers to be the thing. And I wasn't sure if Davante Adams could take that secondary role with Aaron Rodgers, if Aaron Rodgers would allow it. And in a way, some of my concerns have been warranted because it feels like Lazard is the kind of go-to guy, and I don't want that. Like, early on here, Aaron Rodgers has leaned into comfortability. And the relationship with him and Wilson is puzzling to me. And so while I didn't feel it was necessary, and I don't know if it is necessary, the fact of the matter is the Jets need to win. And the Jets need to win now. Now, I know he's dealing with a hamstring a little bit, and I don't know, as the weeks go by, the money gets a little better. You lose, I think it's just under $1 million of relief of the cap or of his contract every week that goes by. If you wait to the early November trade deadline, you'll get him for a little bit less money. I kind of want him in the building as soon as possible if it's going to happen because I'm trying to win games now. And I just think my feeling has changed watching the team and watching the relationship between Aaron Rodgers and Wilson and not feeling good about it. That was part of the team I felt good about. We heard about it. He kept on talking him up and the mutual respect that was shown. And now to the point where Wilson is obviously doing, if you didn't hear, he was on with Bart Scott and kind of knocked Nathaniel Hackett's offense and talked about how when he watches football on Sundays, he sees a lot of teams doing a lot of things, and he's not sure about the New York Jets. And so he's unhappy in this offense already. I mean, that's a pretty tame way to show it. I don't think he lambasted anybody or really went out there deep into his comments or called anybody out specifically. But he's unhappy. And I understand why he is, because he's not getting the football. And I'm unhappy as someone who thought this team could be dynamic offensively, because part of it is that they have this young, super talented wide receiver, and we haven't seen it. So either that gets fixed really quickly, or I don't care about it, and I got to win. And if it's easier to import someone who already has that relationship with Rodgers inside this offense, if that's the quickest path to getting this going as opposed to trying to figure it out with Garrett Wilson, then I'm all in for it because they need to win. Now, they're not going to be the only team who's looking for his services. Obviously, Kansas City is just bereft of talent at the wide receiver position, and I'm sure that's a place that Davante Adams wouldn't mind going. I heard Tiki just before I was walking in on SNY saying he's heard rumblings about Washington. And if you want to go establish yourself, if you believe you have years left, you want to go play with a young, budding superstar quarterback like Daniels inside a division that has struggled here. But for me, I think the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, clearly, as he told Kay Adams, that how could you not miss playing with Aaron Rodgers? So it's a perfect fit. It was never a bad fit. It was just, I thought it would stunt the growth of a relationship that now, to me, already looks stunted. And I don't know why it's taking so long. I mean, they had all of camp. I mean, he felt comfortable enough to go to Egypt when he's supposed to be building a relationship. You want to get on, this is when you start to get upset about those kind of things. I didn't mind it at the time. But now, if him and Wilson can't get on the same page, and the offense looks like it did the other day. But a lot going on in Jetland. A lot. And then you get to I think now it's at the point where you have to try and do it. You have to try and bring in Davante Adams. I mean, it would never have been a bad idea. I just probably wouldn't have done it. Now I'm at the point where I got to win. And I can't wait for this relationship to grow with the idea maybe it never does. He's already upset with the offense. He's not making an impact on the field on Sundays for the most part. Rodgers is going elsewhere in critical plays. He's not getting in the end zone, and the offense is struggling. And we know the kind of confidence and relationship he has with Davante Adams, and I still believe, while maybe not the player he was 2 or 3 years ago, that he's a top wide receiver in this league. So I don't know how else but to change my mind and say, go out and do whatever you can to be a winner right now. And it feels like that the Haason Reddick situation, which could help them, they really haven't created much pressure on the quarterback without blitzing. It could help them. That feels like that's never going to happen. So, like, how many of these moves are you going to allow to pass by, these all-in type moves, when you're clearly in an all-in moment?